Hello, my name is Chris Reisner, and I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft. Here at Microsoft, my focus is on Windows, Azure, and mobile connectivity. Today we're going to talk about taking an Android application that's connected to mobile services and adding in push notifications. Mobile services offers great integration with Google Cloud Messaging, so in one line of code you can push down from your server to your mobile applications. Let's go ahead and get started by creating a new mobile service and then handling things in the Google API console before we finally add the push notification into our application. Here I am in the Windows Azure Mobile Services portal, and I'm just going to go ahead and create a new mobile service. I'll just name this Android Push Demo. I'm going to check and make sure that name's available, and I'm going to choose to create a new SQL database, and I'm going to choose to put my mobile service in the West US region. In the next step, I can choose a database name, and then I can choose to create a new database or use an existing one. I'll go ahead and use an existing one. Just going to enter my password, and now it's going to create my mobile service for me. All right, now that my mobile service is created, I'm going to go ahead and click on it. And the first page I get to is the Quick Start. Here I can choose whatever platform I want to start with, and then go through the templated application for it. One thing that's important to note is that you can create several applications and connect them all to the same mobile service. You do not have to create a different mobile service for each platform. Since Android's already created, I'll go down to Create a New Android App, and this will allow me to download the templated Android application, which is a to-do list app. First step I'll take is to create the two-item table. I bypass this because I already have the Android SDK and Eclipse installed. The next step is going to be to download my application. Now that I've downloaded the application and unzipped it, I'm going to go over to Eclipse, and I'm going to go ahead and import that application into Eclipse. Now, before we do anything else, let's go ahead and run our application and see exactly how it works. Again, this application is going to be a simple to-do list item, so I can add to-do items and I can mark them complete, and that's really it right now. There aren't going to be actually any to-do items right now, so let's go ahead and add a few items. So we've added two items, and we'll just mark one as complete. All right, and now let's go back to the portal and just make sure our data is showing up there. So we'll go to the Data tab, we'll go to the To-Do item, and we should see two records in the database. Great. Now what we really want to do today is add push notifications so we get a push whenever we add a new to-do item. So the first step to do that is to go to the Google API console. So here I am at the console. I'm going to go ahead and create a project. I'm going to name my project Android Push Demo. I'll create that. It's going to load. Now, the first thing I need to do is go down here to Google Cloud Messaging for Android and turn that on. I'm going to have to agree to the terms of service of the API usage and some more terms. So now if I go back down, we should see Google Cloud Messaging for Android is on. Great. Now let's go up here to API Access. We need to create a new server key because whenever we create and try to send a push notification through GCM, we have to send over an accompanying key that matches up with what things are in our API console. So we're just going to go create a new server key and say, right now we'll allow any IP address to send this. So we've got that. We're not going to do anything with it right now, but we will use it in a few minutes. The next step is to go to our application, and we need to add the GCM jar into our application. So let's go ahead and I'll open a new Finder window. I'm going to go to the Android SDK. I'm going to go to GCM. I'm going to go to the clients. I'll go to distribution, and I'm going to copy this jar right here. And I'm going to put that in my Android Push Demos libs directory. So now if I go back over here and I refresh what's in my libs directory, we should see GCM. Great. All right, so the next thing we're going to do is add a few things into our manifest file. Now, to save you the time and trouble of actually having me type all this in, I'm just going to copy and paste it in and then explain to you what's going on. So we've already requested the internet permission, which is obviously necessary for any application that's going to communicate with and be communicated back with GCM. So the next thing we're going to add is several different permissions. First one is when we create for our application that's just a C2D message. Then the next one is basically saying we're going to use that permission. Then we use the receive permission to say we're going to receive messages. Get accounts, because we need that in order to use GCM. And then wake lock, because if when you receive a push notification, you only have a limited amount of time to respond to it. If you need more time, you need to be able to request a wake lock. Now we're going to go down to the application block, and we're going to put some more code in, or some more XML in. So we're going to create a receiver. It's basically what's saying, hey, this is what's going to receive anything from GCM for our application. And then in here, we basically say the intent filter, so whenever we either receive a message or we do a registration, it's going to go to our application. And then lastly, we're going to say that the service that gets called for any messages from GCM is going to be named GCM Intent Service. Now, the next step, let's go expand our source folder, and we're going to open the To-Do Item class. Now, what we need to add here is some properties for the registration ID that we get when we come back from mobile services. Because every time we send a To-Do Item up, we're going to send the registration ID we get so that our mobile service can then push a push notification down to us. So we'll go to the bottom of this class, and in here we're just going to add a new property called registration ID. So first I'm going to add the serialization for it. Now I'll actually add the property for it. And now I'm going to add the accessories to get and set it. Now that that's done, let's go to our to-do activity. Now inside here, we're going to add a new property that's going to be used to store our registration ID. We're also going to store something to store our sender ID. This is an important variable that we're going to need in order to use push notifications. And now, this variable right here, we actually get from the API console. We're going to go ahead and copy this over right now and put that in for our sender ID. Now before we continue on, let's do one other thing that I overlooked earlier. In order to send a message to GCM from mobile services, we have to have the API key that we created. So we're going to go ahead and take that. Remember, it's the one that has any IP allowed. We'll copy that and go to our mobile service. We'll go to the push area, and then down at the bottom of the push things, we can paste in our API key. Once we do that, then our mobile service will be able to handle doing any push notifications. Now that that's done, let's go back to our application. And in the onCreate method, right here, before we actually instantiate our mobile service, let's go ahead and register for GCM messages. So the first two are just basically making sure that, hey, this device can receive push notifications and our manifest have everything set up to receive them. Then we actually get the registration ID. And we're going to check to make sure that if we haven't actually registered, we then actually go ahead and register. So that's saved. So that should be good. Now, when we actually go to add items, whenever we do that, we're actually going to send over the registration ID as well. So inside here, we're going to say item.setRegistrationID, and we'll just pass in our registration ID, provided it's not null or blank. basically, we're going to use this GCM intent service, which we'll create in just a minute, to get the registration ID. Basically, if the M registration ID property isn't set, that's when we use the service. Otherwise, we just use the local variable. So let's go ahead and add that class in now. So we're going to name this GCM intent service, and then we're going to make it to send from or inherit from. GCM base intent service is what we're going to build our intent service off of. So you can see there's already a number of methods in here which handle whenever there's an error, whenever we receive a message, whenever we're registered, or whenever we are unregistered. So now the first thing we'll do is we'll add a private property and then an accessor to get the registration ID. Now, if that's done, we're then going to create a constructor that's going to handle getting the sender ID. Now, the next thing we're going to do is implement the onMessage and onRegistered methods. Normally, you'd probably want to do onAir and onRegister as well, but today we're just going to handle the first two. So here, we're just going to say whenever we get a message, we're going to show a notification. We're going to set the icon for it. Then we're going to set the title to just say a new to-do item. And then we'll set the priority to be priority high. We really want to make sure that this gets seen. We'll set the contact text. We're actually going to pull this out of the data that comes from our push notification. Now we're going to use Notification Manager. To actually notify us that we have a notification. Great, so that's what's going to happen whenever we actually get a message. Now let's quickly handle what happens when we are actually registered. We'll change these properties again just so they make a little bit more sense. And here all we need to do is set the registration ID equal to whatever we get back. Now the last step is actually to go up to our server and handle doing a push notification whenever we add a to-do item. So let's just make sure everything is saved, and we'll go to the portal, we'll go to the data tab, we'll go into to-do item, and we're going to go into the scripts. Now inside in here, we're going to go ahead and change the insert method. So the first thing we're going to say is execute the request, so go ahead and handle inserting the item because we want that to happen before we actually do any push notifications. So provided it comes back as successful, so we were able to save the to-do item, let's do a push. First, we respond to the calling application. That way our Android application isn't still waiting around for a response from our server. Then we do push.gcm.send, and we're going to use the item.registration. And then we'll say item.text. And then if it was successful, we'll just go ahead and log that. And if there was an error, we'll log that as well, because we want to know that. Now I just need to fix my spelling mistake. And we should be just about good to go. So let's go ahead and save that. So now we'll go ahead and run our application. And if you remember, basically what should happen is whenever we add a to-do item, we should get a push notification. So we're going to run our application, and we're going to say we're going to add an item named test push. Let's go ahead and add that. And all right, so now we see that we have our push item right here, just like we expected. We could click on that, and it's not doing anything right now, but we have the option to change whatever functionality we want inside of that onMessage method. Today we looked at adding push notifications into an Android application. As you can see, there really isn't that much there that you need to do in order to get push notifications with GCM working with mobile services. There's a lot of customizations options you have as far as how you show those notifications and how you send them from the mobile services side. In addition to push notifications, there are many other features that you get when you use mobile services with your Android applications. I look forward to showing more of them to you in future videos. Thanks.